give thanks to God for the gift of music and song. Oh, you're not, are we done? Okay, I thought I got you off. Let's give thanks to God. As the children are being seated, the congregation will continue by singing our opening hymn, Morning Cry.
Disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, unto the very end of the age. In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. And the Apostle Peter has written, baptism now saves you. The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. Therefore, depart thou unclean spirit and make room for the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How are you named? will be graced when he received the sign of the cross, both upon your forehead and upon your heart, to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. We pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea. Yet you led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Evie according to your boundless mercy and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit, that through this saving flood, all sin in her, which has been inherited from Adam and which she herself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, she would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Evie, Lord, preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and forevermore. Amen. Speaking on behalf of Evie's faith and the faith that she is now to be given in these waters of baptism, in accordance with God's word, we confess on her behalf here. Evie, do you renounce the devil? Yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Evie, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
You in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to everlasting life. Amen. Receive this white garment to show that you've been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sins. So shall you stand without fear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ and be ever watchful for his coming, that you may meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end. Even in holy baptism, God the Father has made you a member of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir with us of all the treasures of heaven in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen.
We welcome you in the name of the Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God and Father, we praise and thank you that you graciously preserve and enlarge your family, and have granted Evie the new birth and holy baptism, and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life to the praise and honor of your holy name. And finally, with all your saints, obtain the promised inheritance in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The whole church. Almighty and everlasting God, since you govern and sanctify the whole Christian church by your Holy Spirit, hear our prayers for all her members, and mercifully grant that by your grace we may serve you in true faith through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Please stand and we will continue with the Kyrie. Offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory, Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our grace.
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, absolve your people from their offenses, that from the bonds of our sins, which by reason of our frailty we have brought upon ourselves, we may be delivered by your bountiful goodness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
May be seated for our readings. The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year, when we are reminded of the end times of God, the last judgment, and our eternal inheritance, we begin with our first reading from Isaiah chapter 65. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and her people to be a gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. No more shall be heard in it the sound of weeping and the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not fill out his days. For the young man shall die 100 years old, and the sinner 100 years old shall be accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, or bear children for calamity, for they shall be the offspring of the blessed of the Lord, and their descendants with them. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Speak together our verse of the week. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 46, 7. The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. St. Paul to the church in Thessalonica writes, Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying, There is peace and security, then suddenly destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet of hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We stand for the Holy Gospel.
shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, 'Here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him.' Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves.' And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came. And those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered, 'Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour.' This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. We'll be singing our sermon hymn throughout the sermon today. For millennia, Christians have been absolutely certain that we are living in the end times. Between wars and plagues and religious upheavals, many live their lives as though the end was near and Christ's return would come at any moment. On this day, our Lord prepares us for the same. The traditional gospel reading for the last Sunday of the church year is the parable of the 10 virgins, which was just read. This parable is the basis for our hymn of the day, Philip Nicolai's "Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying." It's one of my favorite hymns. This hymn is called "The King of Chorales." It was published in 1599. The text of "Wake, Awake" combines imagery from the parable of the 10 virgins with other Bible verses about the coming of Christ. It begins with the imagery of the watchmen on the walls of Jerusalem from Isaiah chapter 52 and 62. Most often, the watchmen would be alert to warn of approaching danger in the night. But in this case, the watchmen announce the coming of the Lord. It is an occasion for singing and rejoicing. "Awake," we cry, we watchmen of the Lord. "Rise, Jerusalem, all ye children of the Lord. Rise from your slumber of sin and shame. Stand up straight, lift up your drooping hands, strengthen your weak knees. Look not to the things on earth below, where moth and rust destroy. But lift up your heads, lift them up to the heavens above. For behold, your redemption draws near." Thus say the watchmen. Therefore, let us first sing this, listen to the tune one time through, and then we'll sing this verse together. Becky, please take it away.
Thank you. Awake, for night is flying. The watchmen on the heights are crying. Awake, Jerusalem, arise. Midnight, yes, the welcome voices, and at the thrilling cry rejoices. Oh, where are ye, virgins wise? The bridegroom comes, awake. Your lamps with gladness take. Alleluia. With bridal care yourselves prepare to meet the bridegroom who is near.
O Bride of Christ, especially you, Evie, today you have received everything necessary for our Lord's return. You are prepared to meet our bridegroom. He loves you, and he gave himself up for you, that he might sanctify you, having cleansed you by washing in the word, so that he might present you and the whole church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that we might be holy, without blemish, all of us, like wise virgins. Evie, in baptism, our Lord gives you everything you need to meet him. Like the tide which brings forth with it many gifts, so does our Lord bring forth from this font everything you need to greet him. Today, you needed to be awakened. And by the word of his servant, today you have. You have died with Christ and have arisen with him in the newness of life. Evie, you needed wisdom, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of Christ crucified for the world's salvation. In baptism, you received him. Beloved, because of God, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us, St. Paul says, wisdom from God, righteousness, and sanctification and redemption. Being found in Christ, then, in your baptism, we do not boast in ourselves as if anything came from us. No, we boast in the Lord, for he makes his virgins wise. Evie, you needed fire and enough oil to keep your lamp alight. Behold, the baptismal candle, the one that you received. It's a symbol, and that one will burn up very quickly. I know. This symbol of this candle shows that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming, I said. By his light, you will always have a lamp for your feet, and a light for your path. Constantly walk in contrition and repentance over your sins. Die to the old man and rise in the new. Confess your sins and receive our Lord's steadfast absolution. Walk in this way of the Lord, for you know where his path leads. It leads you to the wedding feast. But who, my friends, goes to a wedding feast without the proper garments? Now, when I was a youth, I went with my jeans to one that was, a beautiful wedding, and here I am in my jeans, right? Well, sometimes jeans are fine for those weddings, but I was definitely out of place. And when I showed my mom a picture of this, she scolded me. Now I just wear black, all black, right? But Evie, you need garments for the wedding feast too, and our Lord has provided them for you. The white garment you receive today symbolizes that you have been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers all your sin. So shall you meet him with joy on the day of his coming and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which shall have no end. You know, in our weddings today, the groom always stands up here, right? And then all the party comes in, and then the bride, right? Not so in the Bible and in the end times, right? The bride waits for him. The bride, along with her attendants, wait. They wait, and it's the groom who comes forward, right? To take her home. That's what we're looking forward to. And so we shall. Beloved of the Lord, what belongs to Evie also belongs to you. In this living water, our bridegroom claims you and seals you in his own name, right? You get married, your name often changes. So it is in the baptismal water. You have God's name upon you. You are his and he is yours forever. In baptism, our Lord has made us members one of another. We're the body of Christ. We're the bride of Christ, inheritors of heavenly Jerusalem, which comes down from heaven like a bride adorned for her bridegroom. We are the people of Zion, who together receive our bridegroom's gifts and await his coming. And so we sing, Becky, the second verse, please.
Zion hears the watchman singing, and all her heart with joy is springing. She awakes, she rises from her gloom, for her Lord comes down all glorious, a strong in grace, in truth victorious. Her star is risen, her light is come. Now come, thou blessed one, Lord Jesus, God's own Son. Hail, Hosanna, we enter all the wedding hall to eat the supper at thy call.
In the second verse of our hymn, the whole city of Jerusalem is roused to meet the bridegroom at his coming. You'll notice that the coming of Christ will be a reason for us to rejoice and not to fear. Hosanna, save us, we pray. And so he shall on that day, when he leads us to what he has prepared for us today as a foretaste of that which is to come. Today he leads us to the supper, but then to the full consummation of the wedding feast, as we receive Jesus' own body and blood in holy communion. This is a foretaste of the heavenly feast to come. Both on that day and on this, there is much cause for celebration. In the final verse of Awake, Awake, you will hear that picture from the book of Revelation, which describes the joy and celebration of all God's people, both now and eternally. Our worship here on earth today joins with choirs of angels and saints in praising God. Even today, we rejoice with the angels over just one sinner who repents. We sing with them their glorious, their hosannas, their holy, holy, holies. Throughout the entire service, we sing with angels. You see, this is not just a hymn about our future joy, but about our present celebration in anticipation of Christ's coming. In this masterful hymn, Nicolai reminds us that Christ, the heavenly bridegroom, will return as he has promised. But he also comes to be with us now, each week in the divine service where we rejoice in his presence. Even though today we cannot see the brightest beams of his light, nor hear the full bellowing might of his glory, soon, my friends, soon, O bride, we shall. in this hope and faith, which is ours in baptism. We gladly say with St. Paul, you know what? I don't care what evils come my way. For I consider that the sufferings of this present hour are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us. So today, my friends, do not give up hope. Don't return into the darkness from which we have come. Stay in the light. Keep the faith. Keep enough oil for your lamps. And let not your eyes grow dim, but let them shine as the window to your enlightened soul. We end then this sermon together with the final verse of Awake, Awake.
Now let all the ends adore thee. Let saints and angels sing before thee, with harp and cymbals clearest tone. Of one pearl each shining portal, we're joining with the choir immortal, gathered round thy radiant throne. No eye has seen the light, no ear has heard the might of thy glory. Therefore will we eternally sing hymns of praise and joy to thee.
Amen. A few announcements for us today, actually quite a few. As you'll notice, I will just try to highlight a couple, but please read all of them. Today we're invited down to my father's church, actually, Trinity Oudepelt, where our Spanish missionary who travels between Denison and also Storm Lake here, our Latin American minister, missionary Pastor Pedro Lopez, will be holding a service down there at Trinity at 1 o'clock, and it'll be followed by a Thanksgiving feast as they do it down in the Central and South America. I'm looking forward to that. Thanksgiving service this week will be held at 9 o'clock, 25th. And then, you know, coming up, Advent's already here, right? All the pyramids, everything is going to be changed by next Sunday. During Advent, traditionally, we've kind of bounced back and forth between here and St. Paul, sharing our services and our time and rejoicing in all the fellowship we have. But this year we're going to do something a little different. We're going to do our own thing. We're just going to come here, just our church. They're going to have their services. We'll have our services. And it's not like a breakup or anything like that, right? Even though Pastor Harrison said so to me on the phone. Said, can I text him this? And he's like, you broke up with me over a text message? I said, no, we just want to do our own thing and rejoice in the community that we do have here. That's something that we really lacked during COVID, right? Just a communal love and fellowship together. And though we enjoy having fellowship with them also, we need to reinvigorate our own sense of identity here in this place. Because we're a thankful and wonderful people, and I'm very blessed to have you. So you'll see there we'll have our Advent services. That's going to be from 6 o'clock to 6:40. You could hold me to that time. That's trying to be a little lenient on our young families, most especially my own. I was thinking about them. But to have it a little bit earlier, and it'll be the service of light. It's a beautiful chanted service, just wonderful. And you'll see there the theme. During these Advent weeks, our children will be practicing for the Christmas Eve service program, or service. And I will have a Bible study in there on those particular topics listed. Speaking of Christmas Eve, we give thanks to God that Nicole and Aaron Hinkledye and Becky Huseman have answered our call for our Children's Christmas Eve Service Director. Thanks be to God for you. And if you'd like your children to participate in this year's Christmas Eve service, please let Nicole know right away. I gave you her number, and you may text it as much as you wish. Right, Nicole? Get ready for your phone to blow up today. All right. And then the Ladies' Aid party here is on December 1st. They're also selling Christmas cards and napkins in the atrium there. All right. A mournful announcement. Steve Carlson's father, who we prayed for last week, has passed away, and so we will pray for the bereaved and the family as they mourn his loss. He will be in our prayers. Please stand as we continue with the prayers of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our hearts and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, for our pastors and for our missionaries, especially for Pastor Robbie, whose service was brought to an end and is now with us now in the United States. For the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all husbands and wives and for all families from generation to generation, especially for Evie Grace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all babies in the womb and for their mothers, especially Holly, Anjali, and Hannah, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation and its leaders, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel. For all agriculture and industry and commerce, for those who teach and for those who learn, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Carrie, Mike, Chad, John, Anna, Glenn, who is in the hospital, Heather and Frank, for Lorraine, Larry, Janice, and Daryl, and for Jeff Bunges, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Steve Carlson's family, as they mourn his father's death, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. We continue with the offertory.
The Lord for all his benefits to me. I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, Jerusalem.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us and all the wise virgins the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
Welcome to our bright new stage.
has done. Let all who seek the Lord rejoice and proudly bear his name. He recalls his promises and leads his people forth in joy. With shouts of thanksgiving, alleluia, alleluia.
The body and blood of our bridegroom strengthen and preserve you in body and soul. He has made you pure that you may greet him in joy. Depart in his peace. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of that feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You may be seated for our closing hymn, 599. O gracious Lord, with love draw near.
Light be glorified.